Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Guns N' Roses released their debut album, Appetite for Destruction, on this day in 1987, featuring the singles Welcome to the Jungle, Sweet Child of Mine, and Paradise City. The album has sold in excess of 28 million copies, 18 million of which are in the US, making it the best-selling debut album of all time in the US. The artwork for the album created a stir, but Axl Rose and the group loved it.
I love the artwork and the talent that was involved in it, and I think that since it was such an outrageous picture that, like, the skill and the talent involved in making it, it gets overlooked.
Another big album by Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill, started a second run at number one on the UK album chart on this day in 1996. It stayed at the top for 8 weeks. Overall, the album has sold over 33 million copies worldwide, becoming one of the most successful albums in music history.
Yeah, the three feelings that I certainly was told as a child I couldn't feel were anger, sadness, and terror or fear. So, of course, I was feeling those all the time. So the opportunity to write them alone in a studio became the place for it to go to. And then once it was shared publicly, you know, people make it their own. And I love the interpretations of it, whatever they are. It's like rain.
And having a birthday today, Cat Stevens, singer and songwriter, hit the 1967 UK number 2 single Matthew and Son, and other hits including Morning Has Broken, The First Cut Is the Deepest, and The Old Schoolyard. Cat Stevens retired from the music industry in 1978 and tells us why.
I left the music business in a way, not just music, but because I'd wanted to get my life fixed, first of all. There's a lot of basic things you have to get right first. Music is a luxury. Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to cry a lot. Matthew and Son, the work's never done.
There's always something new. And that is Today in Music, Tuesday the 21st of July. Mix 104.9.